Hey everybody, this is Tony with the Stranger Things podcast, and I'm back for more announcements on the movies that are coming while the Stranger Things podcast show is on hiatus from its regular episodes and the Netflix show itself. So I'm going to continue on with a lot of the movies that will be coming out, and this movie list of movies will be coming out starting 2023. January 6th, we're going to have Breaking 2, and we're going to dive into that. And if a lot of you remember on the last episode, we were going to cover the final episode for this year, which will be December 30th, which will be the Breaking movie. So we'll have those movies coming out back to back. And as far as I remember, these two movies came out within the same year, like literally. One, I think, came out earlier, like around June, and then the other movie came out around December time. So that was a rare thing to see with sequels that come basically on the backs of each other. And I think they just filmed these movies really all together and kind of like just split them up. But that was a real interesting thing. So I'm trying to keep the spirit of that alive a little bit. And then we're going to January 13th, we're going to jump into Beetlejuice, and this is one of my favorite classic movies from Tim Burton. It's got, of course, Winona Ryder in it, and yeah, we've got a whole bunch of fun things with that coming up, so I can't wait to dive into that movie. I haven't really revisited this movie a lot, but as far as what I'm seeing, it's on streaming a lot. It's all over the place, so I can't wait to dive into it. It's probably been about 10 plus years since I've seen this movie, so I love everything that Tim Burton does of all of his movies. One of my favorite movies that Tim Burton does outside of anything 80s is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which has Johnny Depp in it, and that's one of my favorite remakings of the classic Broadway show. So I can't wait to really dive into Beetlejuice and the whole world that it inhabits. And then on January 20th, we're going to cover Coming to America. This is one of my favorite late 80s movies from Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, John Amos. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on with just all the cast members that are within this. Of course, the voice of Vader himself. You all know who that is, so I don't even need to utter his name at this moment. But anyway, not to dive too deeply into that, that's one of my favorite movies. Some of the best catchphrases of all time comes from that movie for me from the 80s. It's such a classic. It's just genuinely funny, irreverent, and just so many things that are tied up within that particular movie. And then I'm going to cover on January 27th the Fly, and then we'll also cover on February 3rd The Fog, which is one of the I think it's a bit underrated as far as its popularity, and I really want to shed some light on that, and maybe along the way pick up a few things that that maybe just maybe we didn't know from before about the movie The Fog. And then there's one of my campy fun classics that I just absolutely love. I just love this movie as a kid, and I'll be covering this movie February 10th, and it's The Swamp Thing, one of my favorite all times. It's really a cult classic of sorts, and we're going to dive deep into that history of that movie as well. And on February 17th, we're going to cover one of the quintessential classics of the 80s, and it is a movie called The Breakfast Club. This movie is just, it's really great. It's so good. You can't really point a finger at any particular actor or actress within the movie or any particular thing, but it's just so good. And for me, it's like every time I watch this movie, it gets better and better and better. And then we're going to cover on February 24th, Pretty in Pink. And this was a part of the Brat Pack of the 80s. We had these recurring Molly Ringwald and all of the other actresses and actors that were really prevalent during this time. So she's going to be in this movie as well. And then another cult classic, which is very popular. And it was just so comically violent. And this is one of those movies I probably shouldn't have seen as young as I was. But, you know, so goes the 80s, right? And it's RoboCop. And we'll be covering that movie March the 3rd. And then March 10th, we'll cover another classic, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorite movies. And then on March 17th, we're going to cover The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy. Yeah, I love that movie so much. It's so campy and just so out there and so comedically. This is one of those cult classics as well. And then I'm going to jump into one of the huge classics of the 80s on March 24th, and it's called Weird Science. Oh, Weird Science is one of the best movies, and I had such a crush on one of the actresses within the movie, but I'll talk about that later. And then we're going to jump right into Legend on March 31st, one of Tom Cruise's earlier movies. And this movie is so good, and it's, for me, it's just so underrated. And this is another movie I haven't seen in quite some time, probably 15 years or more. But I know that that there's just so much within that movie, and I remember it so well, and to not have seen it for such a long time, that shows just how great this movie is. And I'm definitely going to jump into this. This is definitely a cult classic movie here. As you'll notice, there's a lot of cult classics on my list of movies. And then on April 7th, I'm going to cover The Muppets Take Manhattan, my favorite movie as a kid. I absolutely love it, with Frank Oz and the Jim Henson Studios, just all of that. It's in the 80s. That was like the prime time for a lot of what Jim Henson and their workshop was doing. And then on April 14th, I'm going to cover Flashdance, one of my favorite movies about dance, the art of dance, and just I just love, like I said, another crush. Anyway, I'm not going to dive too deeply into that, because I could be on this this topic of the actress and just overall story. Not one of the greatest movies, but it's definitely in the zeitgeist of everybody who's thinking about this movie. Anyway, another Brat Pack movie with Molly Ringwald, which I'll be covering April 21st. It's 16 Candles. Great, great movie. And I just recently saw this movie about 3 years ago, but that's the whole thing about all of this. It's like revisiting some of these movies I possibly haven't seen in such a long time, and going back and just rediscovering a lot of what I loved about the movies. It's almost like I'm seeing a lot of these movies for the first time. So, you know, I have maybe a different perspective being a little bit older, watching some of these movies at a different time in my life. So we'll see how it all pans out. And I can't wait to further dive into these movies. And then on April 28th, we'll talk about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the movie that started the PG-13 rating. And I can definitely see why. This is one movie I've watched several times over the years, back to back with the other movies that come along with it. And then May 5th, we'll cover Friday the 13th, the classic Friday the 13th. And then we'll cover on May 12th, we'll cover Friday the 13th Part 2. And what I've done with a lot of these movies is try to actually release these episodes on the day or around the day when they actually came out, except for a couple of episodes, a couple of the movies, just couldn't fit it in the way I want to, because a lot of movies came out on and around the same day. So I couldn't put out 2 or 3 episodes on one day. So anyway, I just moved some things around. But with all that being said, Friday the 13th, part 2. So we're going to have part 1 and part 2 back to back. And then the final movie that we're going to talk about today is, which will be covered May 19th of next year. So this is how far in advance I've planned these movies out and got everything all squared away. And it's The Shining. One of the creepiest episodes. It's one of the first movies that came out in the 80s. This predates The Thing, The Fog, all of these other movies. And this came out in 1980, The Shining, one of my favorite movies with Jack Nicholson. And this is a great, great movie. And just the history behind this whole movie in and of itself, it's going to be so fun covering not just the movie itself, but the behind the scenes aspects of it, and just all of the production and just the movie making of it and the location. And it's going to be fun. And it's one of the creepier movies that necessarily didn't have a lot of gore. It was definitely more of a psychological thriller. And Jordan Peele's newest iteration of The Twilight Zone actually covered a bit of this, or just kind of like put in a little bit of an Easter egg towards the end of one of the episodes. And you'll see what I'm talking about if you watch the first episode of that, or if you have seen it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But this is my lineup of movies through May 19th of 2023. And I'll be back for the third part of this little mini series I'm doing on the movies that will be released. I hope you guys try to jump in and watch these movies as I watch them, and start giving me some feedback on some of these movies, right? And we can talk about it, and what was your favorite part, what didn't you like, why didn't you like a movie. Leave all your comments and just all the audio feedback, and just send me all of that in. And and if you have a question, post the question, and I'll actually have that audio clip on the podcast. And I really, really enjoy this little community that I have here. And I would admonish so many more to chip in your thoughts, comments, questions. And like I said, if you want to be on the show, just leave me a audio clip on Anchor, and I'll have it on the show, and I'll answer it right there, right then. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the Upside Down.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.